This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Banks and other financial institutions are among the businesses that continue to operate as the nation limits social interaction in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Kevin Shivers is president and chief executive officer of the Pennsylvania Association of Community Bankers. We're going to talk about banking during the coronavirus crisis. Kevin, of course, during this time when folks are being asked, ordered to stay at home, the question arises, how do they have access to banking, bank services, to their money if they need it? Is the banking system solid and still able to respond to consumer needs?
The banking system in Pennsylvania, Loman, is essential, and the banks are open. Not only did the governor declare that banks are a life-sustaining service, but that also has been backed up by the federal government, which has designated the banking industry in Pennsylvania as a critical infrastructure. So banks are open. It's important that listeners know that they have access to their cash. They have businesses have access to capital. We need to keep the credit systems open, and we need to be available to serve our consumers and our businesses here in Pennsylvania.
So if I need to access a banking service, say I need cash, I need to make deposits, whatever, still do that as usual?
Weeks before we got to this pandemic level here in Pennsylvania and the country, bank CEOs and community banks all across Pennsylvania had been working around the clock to prepare for this moment right now, because they realized that at some point we were going to be facing the storm. And they put together protocols to not only keep their customers and their employees safe, but also to make sure that Pennsylvanians had access to their money. And so these pandemic protocols are in place. What's important to know is that the banking system we have, using technology, consumers are able to access their money online. They can make special arrangements going to their ATM. They can make special arrangements by telephone with their personal banker if they have specific personal banking needs. And the community banks are taking extraordinary steps to create access for their customers. Many are offering extended hours using the drive-through teller windows, but now parking lots at many banks have become the lobby as facilities themselves have been locked down. So if you absolutely need banking assistance, personalized banking assistance, we would encourage listeners, call your local bank, make arrangements to come in. If you need coins, you need to exchange change, they can do that for you, but you're probably going to have to wait outside in your vehicle while that happens, and then they'll return that to you. You may even see a bank employee walk out into the parking lot, very similar to, say, the way Chick-fil-A conducts its service during the rush hour. But community banks are taking this extraordinary step because for them, you know, this is a challenge, too. There are some community banks in Pennsylvania that haven't locked their lobbies in 120 years. And so this was a culture shock. Many of them had to take weeks to be able to get around that, because with small banks, it's business with a handshake. And so we're in a new time. But these community banks are committed to making their environment safe for their workers, for their customers, and to make sure that they have access to their money.
That's at the retail level, Kevin. So just globally speaking, or nationally speaking, the overall infrastructure of the banking system in the United States, obviously our economy has suffered a tremendous shock. You know, we've seen a historic drop in the equity markets. Businesses are shuttered. But is the national infrastructure, how's it holding up under this pressure?
Yeah, our national financial system is strong. It's backed up by the Federal Reserve, which has been extremely helpful in supporting banks and making sure that they have adequate liquidity. In addition to that, all the deposits that are held by your listeners and their local banks are backed up by the full faith and credit of the FDIC. They're all insured. And in addition to that, right now, Congress is debating absolutely historic level of investment for small businesses, that many small businesses being able to work through their local banks, the Small Business Administration as well, are going to be able to access cash for payroll, for working capital. And the federal regulators have also given banks an unprecedented level of flexibility to work with their borrowers. In the past, if a bank were to make special arrangements, adjustments to a borrower's terms, that bank was penalized by the federal regulators. Now, those banks have been told by the federal regulators, you need to do what you have to do to make sure that your business borrowers, that your consumers can manage this. Because this is an instance, through no fault of anybody's, that we're in this economic situation. And clearly, the federal government, the federal regulators have been working with Pennsylvania's community banking system to support them as well. So the national financial system is strong. The Fed is making sure that banks have the available capital. The regulators are making sure that banks have the flexibility to work with their small business borrowers and their homeowners. And, you know, the community banks are the tip of this financial spear, and they're working with their local communities and supporting their local communities like they've done with every other disaster that has hit our country in the last 150 years, I should say.
We are talking with Kevin Shivers of the Pennsylvania Association of Community Bankers. Let's talk a little bit more about small businesses, Kevin. We have a situation where the guy who owns the local pizza shop, the couple who run the local dry cleaners, they've been forced, required. Restaurants can do some takeout, but most businesses in Pennsylvania and across the country are forcibly shut down by government. So when we emerge from this, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, those small businesses are going to have to restart, but they're going to be missing a month or more of revenue. So are we looking at federal and state programs that are going to be available to help provide the cash, the liquidity that these businesses are going to need to be able to, among other things, pay their rent, pay their bills, pay their employees, and get people back to work?
Yeah, right now Congress is debating a historic investment in the small business economy. I think the last that I had heard was $350 billion in available resources to invest for small businesses to do exactly what you're talking about. Because, you know, these are businesses that were not sacked because of a decision that they made. They have been put on the sidelines by government. And you could argue that's for the public good to stop the spread of this horribly infectious disease. But they need support. First thing I would encourage those small businesses to do that have loans or that are struggling right now and trying to figure out what they need to do, to reach out to their local bank, see if they can get a deferment on a short-term basis for their loans. That there are many banks that are foregoing this month's loan payment or next month's loan payment or restructuring the terms of their loans. And additionally, there are banks who are working with businesses to provide operating capital so that they can continue their operations when the economy gets going. Additionally, as part of the federal legislation that's being discussed, there is additional payroll support for employers who are holding on to their payroll. There are proposals for incentives for those employers who are able to keep their workforce.
Let's talk again about consumers. When we snap out of the closures here, hopefully very, very soon, there are going to be people who were in the process, who were about to buy a house, close on a mortgage. Maybe we're going to buy a new car, but weren't able to do it because the dealership was temporarily closed. Are those type of consumer loans still going to be widely available whenever we restart our economy?
Home closings, loan closings are still actually happening around Pennsylvania, again, because the banks and the credit system are considered critical infrastructure by the federal government and life-sustaining services by Governor Wolf. Those types of activities are happening right now, although in some areas they've declined. It's a lot harder, obviously, to get into the courthouses for certain filings, title searches, et cetera. But in some areas, you have loans that are ready to go, and they're in the process of being closed, and the banks are available to do that. Certainly, if you have a mortgage application or a bank loan of any type, make sure you to work with your bank right now to find out what is going on, what are the circumstances in their local community. But again, we're gonna get through this. This is a tsunami, if you will, that has hit the country. But the economy is going to come back, and community banks are going to be leading the way for their communities, their small businesses, their homeowners in their local areas.
Kevin Shivers is president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Association of Community Bankers.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.